to Lois Moore. A few weeks ago, Columbus High School saw its first underground newspaper. It was upsetting to persons in the community who had never seen one, but there was nothing illegal about it. This past week, however, a pirate radio station has been operating northwest of Columbus in direct violation of several federal laws. The unmistakable voice of the underground station operator sounded like this.
The Army will guarantee it in writing. Get it in writing. To reserve a space for you in the course you select to learn how to kill and more about the opportunities available to you as a member of the Women's Army Corps, visit the Army recruiter in your community. Yeah. And as we promised, the phasing tape is next.
The low-power station operated most of last week in an intermittent schedule, playing hard rock music and using off-color remarks and humor. One sound interjected yesterday was that of a flushing toilet, and at one point yesterday, before the announcer signed off for what he said might be the last time, he referred to the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, as the Federal Candy Company, and he said he was expecting them. So far, no arrests have been made. There won't be any city council meeting tonight, but the Bartholomew Consolidated School Board will meet to decide if they're going to accept bids this time for the proposed Southwest Elementary School.